Boris Nemtsov has been laid to rest in Russia. At one time, he had been a deputy prime minister, but after Vladimir Putin rose to power, Nemtsov became a very public voice of the opposition. Nemtsov was shot in Moscow last week, and questions abound about his murder. Investigative journalist Yevgenia Albats is the editor of the liberal magazine The New Times. She's known Boris Nemtsov for years, and in the days before he was shot, they talked about an explosive report he was writing. It focused on the Russian president's involvement in Ukraine. We reached her in Moscow. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure.
Could you frame for us how much concern you had or he would have had for being a target? And was that greater than it would have been just a year or two ago?
Oh, no question asked. No question, yes. You know, the last year was very hard for the opposition. A lot of people got into jail. A lot of people were silenced by different means. And of course, the amount of threats that many people got. It was a difficult year.
Getting threats would seem to be very scary, but did he truly believe that he might be killed?
Boris Nemtsov was probably one of the most vocal leader of the Russian opposition, and he directed his wording against Putin himself. That's the most dangerous thing to do, is to go personal and to talk about Putin as the one who is responsible for what's going on in the country. Boris was also outspoken with respect to the war in Ukraine. He didn't pretend as if it was a civil war inside the Ukraine. He was absolutely clear that Russian Federation is conducting a war against Ukraine, that it's sending weapons and it's sending soldiers to fight the war in the eastern Ukraine. He was preparing a report that was to be titled Putin and the War. In fact, we spoke last Monday at length about this report. He was collecting information about what kind of weaponry was sent to eastern Ukraine, how many battalions were sent to eastern Ukraine by the Russian government. Definitely, it was a very dangerous thing to do, given that the Russian government is trying to conceal the fact that it is fighting a war in the neighboring country, given that Putin himself just 10 days ago or so said that there were miners and workers who were fighting Ukrainian troops in eastern Donbass. It was all a big lie.
Clearly, the stakes would have been very high for making something like that public.
You know, I spoke with him several times. I asked him, I said, Boris, you're getting more and more harsh in your wording against Putin. Aren't you afraid? And his response was, listen, I was the first deputy prime minister of the Russian government, and that's what protects me, because they understand that sooner or later power will change hands in Russia, and they don't want to create a precedent so that when they come into opposition, they will get shot by those who will get into power. That was his rationalization why they didn't get after him. And apparently he got it wrong.
The government has put forth several theories as to why Boris Nemtsov would have been killed. Do any of the theories the government has put forth make sense to you?
Let's face it. Boris Nemtsov was shot on one of the main bridges of Moscow, just 100 meters from Kremlin. By now, we know that for 4 days nonstop, he was followed by different cars. We know that there were 4 bullets. One went directly into his heart, another directly into his head, another one in the liver, and another one in the stomach, all shot from the back. Out of 7 bullets, 4 bullets got directly at him. So, really, it's just a joke Russian punitive institutions, or so-called law enforcement institutions, were unable to catch a killer who conducted this hilarious murder right in the heart of Moscow, 100 meters from Kremlin.
Do you know what happened to the research that Boris Nemtsov had done about, as he called it, Putin and the war in Ukraine? Do you know what actually happened to that material?
You know, if I do, I wouldn't say this. His apartment was searched right after his murder. His computers and other gadgets were taken by the police. But Boris was a very experienced man. So I have no doubt that he took a precaution with respect to the report.
Is there anything else that I have not asked you? Is there anything that you would like to add?
You know, Boris was a beautiful man. He was smart. He was very well educated. He was a very good physicist in his life before politics. He lived in a very open manner. He loved life. He really had a taste for life. He had hell of opportunities to be extremely rich, but he happened to be very honest and totally uncorrupted. He did what he believed in, and that's what will be the most missed in this country.
Yevgenia Albats, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yevgenia Albats was a close friend of Boris Nemtsov, a leading critic of Vladimir Putin, who was shot dead in Moscow last week.